Track 3. The headline on the front of the advertiser this week is "Don't be lonely this Christmas." And inside, the headline for the story is "No Blue Christmas on the Cards with Presley." A festive single is set to benefit Teembridge charity Volunteering in Health. A Tynmouth GP has teamed up with Devon's Elvis impersonator extraordinaire to produce a Christmas single for all the ages, while raising money for local charity Volunteering in Health. A £5 donation to the Lonely This Christmas campaign will secure the sounds of Leslie Presley for Christmas Day, while funding a charity looking after Tynmouth's most vulnerable. For each donation, Volunteering in Health will send a Christmas card out to one of its service users. A GP for 30 years, Daniel Brett is Tynmouth's answer to Bob Geldof. "I've been working in the Tynmouth practice for 5 years and have been a trustee of Volunteering in Health for 2 years," Daniel explained. Volunteering in Health is a local charity that supports people in Tynmouth, Dawlish and Chudley to make positive changes to their health and well-being. "From taking people to GP appointments and helping those struggling mentally to just being a friend to someone who needs it, Volunteering in Health has become a vital resource to many, particularly at this time of year. But over recent years, the charity's resources have become stretched." Daniel said it's been quite a financial struggle in the last couple of years with the cost of living crisis now and COVID before that. "But the demand for our services is higher than ever." So a plan was made at a trustee meeting in October. Daniel would record a Christmas single with the legend that is Leslie Presley. "I've been to parties and gigs and my friend's wedding and seen Leslie Presley, so for the Christmas song it absolutely had to be him. He was fantastic. He was brought over by his manager, who was like the manager out of Love Actually, and got the single recorded." After recording the single, Leslie and Daniel went to see Peggy Cook, a recipient of Volunteering in Health Services, to launch the Lonely This Christmas campaign and serenade her with the song, which Leslie had performed at Peggy's son's wedding more than 20 years before. Leslie's crooning voice brings Elvis's flair to the glittering lights of Queen Street in Newton Abbot, where he performs every Thursday.
Musical light at the end of the cave. Having been absent from the town for nearly 3 years, a Tynmouth-based community music project's new premises is finally within reach of opening. The Cave Music Project, typically shortened to just The Cave, has been welcomed presence in Tynmouth for more than a decade, having provided a rehearsal space for budding and established musicians alike. Up until 2020, The Cave, which shares its name with the second ever single released by Muse, whose members grew up in Tynmouth, was based out of premises in East Cliff Car Park. The decision was made, however, to knock the building down to create additional car parking spaces, and so The Cave, with nowhere to call home, was forced to close. New premises were therefore needed, and needed sooner rather than later. But it wasn't until 2022 that The Cave's Board of Trustees found a suitable space, the Old Quay Warehouse, next to the Port of Tynmouth. Though much work was needed to make it into usable rehearsal space, with some additional work still outstanding. The end is, however, finally in sight, as those behind the scenes hope to welcome back The Cave in early January 2024. "At the moment, we just need to make The Cave wash its face and start building some money up, so we have some money in the coffers. We've had a couple of bands into sound test. We aim to available to everybody of all age groups, young and old alike." Robin Brown, who's been with The Cave since the very beginning, said, "The sad bit is that there is a generation of teenagers who have missed us. I have a few really good ideas to help original musicians, people who write and produce their own music, because that's the hardest way to make it. Muse came out of Tynmouth, so they proved it can be done, but it is harder now than it was then. I'd like to help postgraduates as well.
Families shocked by grave robbers. Devastated families are appealing for the return of items stolen from graves of their loved ones at Dawlish Cemetery. At least two graves have been targeted, with personal items and Christmas decorations taken. The thefts have shocked the families and the wider Dawlish community, describing it as despicable, wicked and cruel. Martine Williams said she was devastated to discover a Christmas tree and a cherub angel had been taken from her father, Terence Francis's grave, over several days. She said, "We are not the only family to have felt the devastation of this recently. My mum placed a Christmas tree and some stake ornaments, and all of these have been taken, along with a cherub angel that was a present when our dad was alive." She appealed for information and for whoever took them to return them. The grave of teenager Rowdy Blackwell was also targeted. A well-known local footballer, Rowdy was killed aged 19 in a car accident in 2001. His family have also been devastated by the thefts. His sister said, "Someone has stolen the majority of my brother's Christmas decorations from his grave. Most are years old and hold great sentimental value to our family, in particular my mum, Maria. She asked for anyone who saw anything to report it to the police or if anyone finds the decorations dumped." She also said if it was someone who couldn't afford their own decorations, she would buy some herself. But she appealed for Rowdy's to be returned. A police spokesman said, "We are aware of concerns of items being removed from Dawlish Cemetery. We have contacted Teignbridge Council, who manage the site. They are aware of the reports and no items have been removed by their ground staff. We are therefore asking people to report any incident of suspected theft to us. We will actively check the area as often as possible going forward, but the more information we can collate, the better we can target our efforts. They are appealing for witnesses and asking for anyone with information to contact them. Contact police online or via telephone on 101.